warnings and advice have faded from our memories. Stories can shape our beliefs and influence the choices we make. Consider this story that I heard from a friend of mine who is a police officer. A few weeks ago, in a nearby city, a teenage girl sat down in a movie theater and felt something sharp poke through the seat of her jeans. She turned around to investigate, and she found a hypodermic needle sticking out of the seat. The needle had a label attached to it that read, "You have just been infected with HIV." My friend told me that other cities in our area have reported similar incidents. However, the needles aren't always placed in movie theaters. Sometimes they're found in the cash drawers of ATMs or on the underside of gas pump handles. Have you heard that story before? How about the one in which a man meets a woman at a bar, takes her back to his hotel room, and then wakes up the next morning in a bathtub filled with ice, only to discover that one of his kidneys is missing? Then there's the one in which gang members drive around at night in a car with its headlights turned off, daring people to flash their vehicle's headlights at them. And the unfortunate drivers who do are then targeted and killed as part of the gang's initiation. All three of these stories are urban legends, made-up tales that are purported to be true. Urban legends spread like wildfire. Many people swear they really happened, usually to a friend of a friend of a friend, even after they're proved false. That's the power of stories. I know the HIV needle incident never happened, but I still check my seat before I sit down in a movie theater. Stories can change the way we view the world and the way we make decisions, even if they aren't true. In 2003, author Dan Brown grabbed the world's attention with a great story he'd concocted called The Da Vinci Code. I don't read a lot of fiction. Movies and comic books are more my style. But because so many students told me the story had shaken their faith, I decided to read it myself. Once I started reading the book, I couldn't put it down. I'd tell myself just one more chapter, and then I'd read five more. The only thing that slowed me down was the weight of my tired eyelids. There's no denying that Dan Brown wrote a page-turner. In the process, though, he also threw out some pretty believable untruths that confused many people. Since the book came out, Christians around the world have angrily wondered, who does this guy think he is? How can he claim Jesus was married and had children when there's no historical evidence to support it? Dan Brown wasn't the first person to make such claims about Jesus, nor was he the best at defending his position. I've read much better arguments for the theory that Jesus was married than those found in the Da Vinci Code. However, Mr. Brown was the first person to share his theory within the context of a story. That's why his book had such an impact. Stories are powerful communication tools. The wise student will seek to understand their power so as not to be deceived.